Welcome to the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast, currently featuring picks and analysis for Gulfstream Park by Mike from MHJ Picks. Hey folks, I'm back after about a week off of podcasting. I'm back for Gulfstream Park. We are on February 10th. Race 1, Mile on the Turf, Maiden Claimers. I'm looking at the 6 horse as my top choice, Global Vision, 8-1 on the morning line for Jeff Engler and Corey Lannery. It's kind of a hunch play here. This horse just chased the leader last time out, ran well enough off of turf, and gets to the turf this time. So I like that. I think this horse is going to be a better turf horse, as that was the original intent. And I think today we'll have a good shot at getting on that turf. Number 8 will be the second choice, Pareto Optimal. Chad Brown, Tyler Gaffleone have been off since July. Of course, Chad Brown horses make a nice jump, second start. So I think this one is primed for a nice improvement. If you want to go a little bit deeper, you may not have to go much deeper on the pick any multi-race. If you want to take a shot, look at number 11, Make a Move. Timothy Hills and Edgar Prado, this horse should improve. Coming off of bullet work, has the breeding certainly to do well. Another one to look at is number 9, Cui. Jose Ortiz with Elizabeth Dobbles. This horse is taking a slight drop. Has run against some of these before and, kind of runs in the front, may not have enough towards the end. If you're looking for a deep ticket here, I couldn't argue with there. I think numbers 5, 2, 4, and 10 all have a legitimate shot at getting something done here. But I do think to take a stand, I would look for, pick five type tickets, the 6 and the 8. Maybe go a little deeper in the pick 3 and the double. Moving on to race number 2, a mile claimer, 6250, non-winners of 2. I'm going to go with a torpedo shot here as my top choice, and that is Riggins for Antonio Sano and Paco Lopez. This horse is moving from turf to dirt. Angle I like to see on the drop. This horse had good intentions. Early in the career was a Pletcher horse. Just couldn't get it done. Has been to a few barns. And does have some talent. I think at this level could be successful. It's a pretty big drop here for this horse. Second choice, number 5, Nimble Beast, Kelly Breen and Irad Ortiz. Coming off a effort at a higher class level. Ran at this level before and ran a disappointing 5th after tiring. Looking for a little bit of improvement now, 3rd time out with Breen. Horse number 1 is my 3rd choice, Excalibur for Arundel Stables, Jorge Delgado, Luis Saez, 20% claiming, or 20% on dirt, 27% on routes for Delgado. So he's having a nice time. He is not too great here with Saez. They're only 7% together, so that's interesting, considering Saez is a 50% jockey, so they don't always, or 15% jockey, they don't always match up well together. But this horse has been in the money 4 times in 6 tries at this distance. Does have a shot to make it happen. If you're looking for a little bit deeper, number 3, Meteorito, Jose Delgado, Carlos Lugo, first time with trainer, 29%. For D'Angelo, I just want to look at this horse. Has never been below 14-1. Has never actually won a race. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong race. That didn't make sense. I was wondering why I was picking that horse. I was like, wait a minute. This doesn't seem like a horse I would pick. Other than that first time stat, that's pretty good. But I didn't pick that horse in the first race. So, sorry. Number 3 is Midnight Whiskey. Cheryl Weinbaugh, Edgar Zayas. I think has a shot here, will be on the pace, could hold on. Harper Go Lucky is another I just don't like the trainer here. I think the horse definitely has the speed. This trainer is 2 for 46, though. We're going to race number 3. I've got an anchor horse on number 5. And number 5 is, I'm sorry, number 10. Number 10, Generic Joe for Wesley Ward. Tyler Gaffleone has the best speed figures, but is a second or a third time starter after being the beaten favorite twice in a row. I think is just a step above these in this race. Number 3, Con Permiso, Antonio Sano and Paco Lopez get my second choice. Seems to be improving a little bit. Should be close to the pace. Has a good, you know, the most legitimate shot, I think, of beating number 10. And then number 9, we go back to that Jose De Angelo, which I mentioned earlier on accident. But is bringing this horse in off of a bullet work, trying turf. See if that can get some improvement. Race 4. 7 furlong, maiden $16,000 claimer. Number 6, Union Gap. Didn't make an anchor, but I think this horse has got a really good shot here, especially taking blinkers off. I think you'll actually see some improvement for Safi Joseph and Tyler Gaffleone. 2-1 on the morning line. Second choice is going to be number 1, Longtail, who has a negative buyer speed in the first race. But you know, I look past that. That's kind of a throwout first start. Dropping in class for Sisterson is a 17% angle, so don't sleep on this horse here. Number 2, Social Equality, is also dropping in class for Anna Varsi. Only 3 for 56 as a trainer. So not too confident in this horse, but you know, Zayas is riding well. Horse definitely has the speed for this group. You want to go any deeper, give number 3 and number 4 a look. Race 5, we've got Turf Sprint, 5 furlong, $35,000 claimers. Pretty wide open affair. I'm going to give my top choice to number 8, Street Copper, Jose Ortiz and Michael Trombetta. This horse is cutting back into the sprints, where this horse has 2 wins at this distance. Has been in the money 5 out of 8 times. So nice combination here, Trombetta and Ortiz. They are 24% together, 20% here at this meet. Second choice is going to be number 6, Captain Ron. Old 8-year-old here, kind of a favorite horse of mine that has always ends up in my picks and has proven to be, you know, worthy of such inclusion, being, let's see, out of 12 lifetime races, has 10 times in the money with 3 wins at this distance, 5 wins in 14 races. Lifetime is actually 15 for 19 in the money. So this horse is a competitor. Just missed last out to Mai Tai Wan An, who had a nice win this weekend. So Captain Ron, second choice, definitely going to play him equally to the 8 horse. Number 4, third choice, 3 Outlaws, Kathleen O'Connell, Misael Jaramillo. This horse should have a little bit of late kick, and there will be a lot of speed, so if there's any kind of breakdown, that would help this horse here. Number 5 is going to be Flying from the front end. Has some back class. See what happens with this horse. You never know when a horse is dropped back to the turf. Let's see what happens. You looking to go any deeper? 7, 3, and 1 are options. But I would take a stand with the top 2, 8 and 6 for Maltese. Race 6. Top choice for this maiden claimers going 1 mile and 1/16 is going to be number 6, Eagerly. 8-5 morning line. Horse is raced 7 times, still has not broke the maiden for American Pharoah on the turf, but does run well each time. Came up against kind of a softer group here, I think could get the job done. Number 2, Blue Lou Boyle, Mark Cassie, Luis Saez. This horse last ran January of 2020, so a big break for this horse. Does have some talent. We'll see if Cassie has this horse ready. Third choice, Brazilianaire. Gotta love the name. Big purchase price for Chad Brown, $875,000. Can buy this horse today for only $50,000. Quite a discount on this horse. Chad Brown and Peter Brandt, Robert LaPenta, they have already paid your depreciation. So if you got some money looking to claim a horse, you might have one here that can make you some money long term. Number 5, Brazilianaire. Looking for a fourth choice if you need one. Number 4, Moro's Team. Race number 7. 6 furlong claiming race, 22,000. I'm going to go with a torpedo choice here on top. Number 4, Diamonds and Joy for Amador Sanchez and Edgar Zayas. Coming off a victory, off a near victory before that. Has worked steadily, hasn't worked impressively, but this isn't an impressive type of workhorse. Sanchez is 21% with winners who won last out. Second choice, we're going to move to number 7. Cash now, Brad Cox and Luis Saez. Dropping in class after a pretty rough effort last time out, where the horse just kind of gave up against a tough group. Going back to dirt, I think, will help this horse. Should see a nice effort. Number 8, Gemologist, so it's probably Gemo. Irad Ortiz, Victor Barbosa, running at around the same level last time. Ran second, just missed. So this horse is a competitor, should be a force to deal with in this race. Looking to the furthest outside, almost the furthest outside, number 10, Fast Loaded. This horse should be on the lead, will be set fire to go, dropping in class, first time blinkers, could be a surprise play here, 10-1 on the morning line. This race is kind of open, as is the next. This one, if you want to go deeper, 11, 9, and 2 are other horses I would give a closer look to. And depending on scratches, we'll see what happens. Race 8, 5 furlong turf sprint. We've got allowance optional claimers running for a purse of $48,000. My top choice is going to be number 7, Dixie Candyland, Eddie Keneally, Jose Ortiz. Coming off a stakes effort, didn't run well, got a tough trip. Hasn't hit the winner's circle since July of 2020. But I think has a good draw here in a small but competitive field. I think any of these horses really could win this race. Number 3, Tracy Ann's Legacy, also ran in that last stakes with the number 7 horse, Kelly Breen and Paco Lopez, will be out on the lead. Yeah, playing catch me if you can. There might be a lot of pace. And if that's the case, it'll get a little fun towards the end here. And that's where some of these others that I say is wide open could pop up. My third choice is going to be number 2, Spun Glass, Michael Trombetta with Tyler Gaffalione. Also ran in that stakes race. Got bumped, lost all chance at the beginning of that race. Expected a better effort and should improve here today. Could be an all-button kind of race with only 7 and being pretty open. Race number 9, 6 furlong allowance optional claimer. My top choice is going to go to number 8. Number 8 is Front Loaded. Kelly Breen, Irad Ortiz has the best speed figures. Coming off of bullet work. This horse is 7-year-old fighter. Has 2 wins at the distance and has been in the money 8 of 13 times at the distance. So if you're not keen on a win play, at least look at this horse in the money. Number 6, Raise Warrior, torpedo play. This is a horse that used to, maybe is kind of on the decline as a 9-year-old, maybe coming towards finally, right, for this horse. 35 races for a 9-year-old isn't terrible. Has 11 victories in 9 places. So this horse is typically right in the mix, and just last time out, was outrun by the group. Steps back a little bit in class here, and I think that's going to help. Just always like the horse puts in a great effort every time. Number 9, Pro Quality. Joseph Cantonese, Joseph Kitanis and Tyler Gaffalione. Nothing negative on this horse. Has broke his maiden with a huge speed figure, and then just kind of cut back, regressed a little bit since then. Anything in that area of his last race should be good for a victory here for this four-year-old. So definitely has a legitimate shot. Number three is my fourth choice, Apache, Leon McKansas and Lionel Reyes. You know, this horse is one of those just triers. He goes out and puts a great effort every time. Has won three of his last five races and been in the super each of those times. So definitely one to consider as you're making those vertical bets. Would not be opposed to number two in this race either, if you wanted to extend deeper. Finale, a mile on the turf. We've got claimers. Top choice is going to go to number three, Courvoisier from Ireland, or I think that's how you say it, Courvoisier. This is Eddie Kianelli. Jose Ortiz has shown improvement since coming to the U.S. Speed figure-wise, should be ready to make a move and improve a little bit here today in a softer field than usual. Number four, All About Catherine, Mary Epler, and Paco Lopez. Another horse that's a trier. As you look at the form, 2, 4, 6, 7 times raced, 5 times in the money. The other 2 times hit the super. This horse will be in the mix. At least use this horse underneath. Torpedo play here is number 6 as my third choice. Positive Skew, Gatalos Martin, Edgar Zayas coming off a win at the level. Should be coming late, so we'll see what the pace ends up looking like. Fourth choice, Lee Rowe, Brian Lynch, and Tyler Gaffalione. Front-running type, likes to hang around, so make sure at the very least this horse is included in your vertical wagers. If you're one that likes to have more options in the final leg, I think number 10, 2, and 5 would have the ability to win and close things out, as well as number 8. You know, if you're looking to have that big ticket or the all button, you know, in the final leg of your multi-race. So there you have it. I'll be back with some more analysis for Thursday's card. Glad to be back on the airwaves. Hope you find the information helpful. If you do, give it a like, give me a comment. Any feedback is appreciated. Hope you get some winners. Take care.